Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and trust me when I say my guest today is going to share with you information about an organization that might knock your green socks off. Their sole mission is to create opportunities to integrate UN refugees in our community. The organization is the Iskashita Refugee Network. With me is the passionate force behind this impactful group, Barb Eisworth.
All right, Gina. Iskashita means working cooperatively together in Somali, which is the first ethnic group that I worked with, UN refugees. And I am the founder and director at Iskashita Refugee Network. And as Gina mentioned, a change maker, passionate change maker. Iskashita is attacking two issues. First, UN refugees struggled to become integrated members of the community. And second, the overall lack of access to fresh local produce for the 1 in 4 people in Pima County that suffer from hunger. So we're just marrying these two issues together. Since 2003, refugees and volunteers have harvested over 1 million pounds. That's about 500 to 1,000 pounds a week and 93 different fruits, vegetables, nuts, pods, edible weeds, edible flowers, you name it. They're harvested from backyards, farms, and orchards, and then donated to food banks, soup kitchens, schools, and hundreds of refugee families. So by breaking down this social isolation, we increase self-sufficiency, food security, all the while battling that rampant, colossal food waste that happens all over Tucson and Pima County. We even get our produce out to rural food banks in about 15 different places.
I really want this takeaway. Everybody's listening to hear this takeaway. What you will do is go to people's yards when their trees are laden with lemons and oranges and grapefruits and whatever the heck else, and you will pick them.
Yes, we pick fruit from all over Tucson, up into Oro Valley, even to Saddlebrook. We ask for a donation for that to cover some of the costs of massive coordination of volunteers. We leave the yard better than it looked. We have liability insurance. There's no risk for the homeowners. All there is that fuzzy good feeling inside that you've fed people instead of landfills. Online, you can go to iskashita.org or Harvest Tucson, capital H, capital T, harvesttucson.org. You can enter your tree online. You go to get involved and donate and do the fruit donor form, and we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. This is the busiest time of year with citrus. We have 20 different kinds of citrus that we harvest, and we use the peel, and we use the juice, and we zest,
There's no waste.
We do it and teach food preservation.
You do a lot more. We'll have you back. Past episodes of this program can be heard at kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more about just what Mrs. Green's World is up to, please come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com, because together we can do good things for the planet.